The other day I was talking with two women at the gym, and when I finished talking with them, I came back to continue doing exercise with my training partner. And I told him, sorry, I was busy, I was doing networking. And he told me, that is not networking, that is us working. And that is one of the biggest mistakes that guys are doing, and it's not trying to meet new women. They try to just find one woman and then keep her pushing, pushing, pushing. But reality is that the more than a woman knows you, and if you haven't scored with her, there is a high chance that you're going to fall into the friend zone. The game is more or less like this. I will try to condense it here, but later on the episode, I will expand it and dissect each of these points. But the game is more or less like this. Is you want to meet as many women as possible, number one. The second, we need to know how to build sexual tension. And sexual tension is key. It's the difference between she being willing to spread the legs in front of you or she just looking at you as another guy. And the last thing is you want to keep in touch, but not too much time together. Because if she knows you too much, you lose your novelty. Pierdes la novedad. You also lose your scarcity factor. And even worse, you become predictable. And predictable is the thing that kills the passion. If a woman can predict what you're going to say or how you are going to move, that is going to be like a no-no if you want to continue scaling in the sexual relationship. So before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to increase your wisdom in business, fitness, self-development, and also how to improve your game with women, you can join inglesparacholos.com and also spread the word. Tell your people to go to Google Podcasts and Spotify, and they can find me with my nickname, Uncle Balta. Time to get started. It's interesting because here in Peru, in Lima at least, we don't have water these days, so today I took a shower, like a 30-minute shower, and I took all the water that was in my tank. So now I don't have water for the rest of the day. So I'm fucked. But well, let's start with the episode. The best advice that I can give to virgin guys is simple. And I want everybody to remember this thing. Is the game is find excuses to interact with women. That is the first part of the game. And the second part is give as many excuses to women to interact with you. You want to create like a real life Tinder. What it means? That you want to make it as frictionless as possible. Que no haya fricción. You want to make it in some way that there is no rejection fear. That there is no social shaming. And talking about social shaming, here is another Uncle Balta tip. Always the context, your environment, what surrounds you play a big role. When you have a lot of people together, a lot of people in a crowded space, it's harder to open conversation or interact with a woman. You want some people, but not too many people. Just to picture for you this, imagine that you are entering to an elevator. If you have just one woman or maybe two people, you can talk with them. But imagine if the elevator is crowded with 11 people. You don't want to talk because everybody is there, and if you make a mistake, everybody's going to notice. You want to find places and times where you can find less people, so it's easier to interact. I can tell you this experience also happened in the gym. When you go to the gym, what happened is that if you go during peak hours, like 6 p.m. or maybe 7 a.m., it's hard to open conversation with women because they are surrounded. They don't want to be looked as whores, no quieren verse como prostitutas, so that's why they kind of hesitate to open conversation with random guys. But if you go to the gym at 3 p.m., if you go to the gym at 9 a.m., there are less people and the chances that you can open conversation are higher. So always try to find what are the conditions. How can I generate the condition so the woman doesn't feel weird or she doesn't feel the social shaming of continue the conversation with you? Let's go to the next one. That is, how can you build sexual tension? But before continue, friendly reminder, if you want to contact me here, you have my personal WhatsApp. I reply all my messages. I don't have secretary. +51 9890 23986. Or also you can go to my Instagram, Tio Balta. I don't reply the DMs, no respondo DMs. But if you go to my link in my bio, you do click in the link and it will send you to my personal WhatsApp also. So how to build sexual tension? To understand this better, I just came up with this idea. Imagine that we have a spectrum, okay? In the left is virgin mode. In the right is rapist mode. Rapist mode is a modo violador. So Modo virgen, modo violador. In the middle is sexual tension mode. So it's enough tension to make her horny, to make her desire you, but not too much tension that sounds like a rapist. How can you accomplish this goal? First, you need to remember that you are the alpha. Always in a relationship, there is an alpha and a beta. And women tend, not all, but they tend to prefer an alpha guy. And most of the guys now are passive. So just by trying to boost your confidence, try to speak in a better way, a smile, check the tone of your voice, the eye contact that you do with her, and the distance. When you start a conversation, the distance is your voice, distance, and posture are key. When you start the conversation, you don't get too close because you want to know if the woman is comfortable with you. But as soon as she starts to smile, now you can get closer. And I'm going to teach you some tricks later on this episode of how to make that process even easier. But remember, your confidence is key. Whenever you interact with a woman, remember, there is a guy that already interacted with her with confidence and got her cell phone number. You also can do it. If someone did it before, you can do it now. Here is a trick that I found out many years ago. Most of guys, we alpha males, we horny males, hombres necesitados, we are always following butts and boobs, tetas y culos. With our eyes, we are following butts and boobs. But we need to follow eyes. When you're walking and you see eyeballs, a woman looking at you, always have the hello ready and a smile. You turn, you see her, hello, a smile, and try to play with something that is around. Try to find material. In my case, for example, I try to check the clothes, what she's wearing, how she looks. For example, when I went to the gym the other day, there was a woman wearing a t-shirt of SpongeBob SquarePants. Un polo de Bob Esponja. So I told her, oh, SpongeBob SquarePants, my favorite cartoon. What is your favorite episode? So I asked her a question about SpongeBob. And she kind of couldn't remember. And most of the people, they tend to say, I like the movie. Because the movie is what most of the people remember. And then you can continue. What you're doing, you are creating similarity. And similarity is many times confused with love. So it's a cool thing if you can find this intersection of the things that she likes and you like. And by the way, we are not flirting. We are just talking about SpongeBob SquarePants. So always try to make it cool, but without risking yourself. I have a technique that I discovered this technique like by coincidence, because it was kind of a mistake or something that happened. That is switch objectives. For example, when you see a nice woman in your school, in your job, or at the gym, most of the guys, they tend to go directly and try to open conversation with her. And they go, and in an obvious way, they ask, oh, let's share the machine. Everybody asks to share the machine. You don't want to be that guy. A better technique is try to find a friend that is closer to her. You go and you talk with your friend. And after you finish talking with your friend, when you are coming back, oh, by the way, she is there. And you say hello also to her. Two things are going to happen here. First, when you are talking with your friend, she is looking at you and she realizes that you are a sociable person, that you are a cool person because you say hello to everybody. Second, you are warming, estás calentando. Your friend is like doing the bench press with the barbell alone, and the woman is like doing the bench press with 100 kilos per side, or well, in total. So you want to first do the warming and then talk with the woman. That is going to make the thing easier, and it doesn't look like you went all the way down just to talk with her. It's like she was on the way, so it was a kind of, you are polite and you are also saying hello to her. Another switch objective technique, and this also happened by coincidence, is that yesterday I came back to the gym after a while, I mean one of the gym locations that I go, and there was a woman that I knew her for, yes, you know, I saw her, we say hello, but we never exchanged numbers. And this time that I came back, she asked me, hey, long time, you haven't come here to the gym. And I was like, okay, you know, let's exchange Instagram accounts so we can keep in touch. I started with the Instagram account. And when I pulled out my cell phone, I switched. And I told her, could be WhatsApp, because many homosexuals text me to the DM. That was kind of a little joke. And also, I switched the thing. She was thinking about the Instagram, that all the women will give you their Instagram. but not many women will give you the WhatsApp. So you want always to scale. In the same way that when you are selling, you want to do the upsell, you want to increase the ticket. Also, when you are interacting with a woman, you want to start with something that is like a no-brainer, like a no-risk, like exchanging Instagram, and then try to scale it up directly to the WhatsApp. So that is another trick. And before jumping to the next one, something extra, you know, always Uncle Valta tips I want to include, is that this woman, she gave me her cell phone number. And most of the time, what I used to do is I used to text women, say hello, a joke, and then leave the conversation like that. But that day, I was busy, so I text her the next day. And I realized that if you wait one day to text her after she gave you her number, now there is a higher chance that she will try to keep talking more often because you have built even more sexual tension. By the way, I hope you are writing down these tips because this shit works. This is, I know many courses online that they teach you things that are not even 50% of the efficacy of the things that I'm telling you here. So I hope you are enjoying, and more importantly, I hope you are applying these tips in your relationships, in your sexual life. Before continuing, friendly reminder, if you want to buy supplements, josevalta.com, inglesparacholos.com, and if you want my audiobooks, Cómo dejar de ser una putita o La eyaculación eterna, you can go to my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. Three extra things. I will try to make it fast because I have a reunion with my Cholos community later. Here is the deal. You have to try to make yourself look better. And start with the things that you understand that you need to improve. For example, your fat percentage. If you are fat, if you know that you have the love handles, try to reduce that because that thing doesn't make you sexy. Many guys say, yes, but I know fat people that they have money. Yes, but if you have money and you look good, you score even more with women. The other one, check your skin to piel. Your skin, I was listening to a podcast about this topic, your skin is part of your nervous system. So if you feel good, your skin looks better. So the skin is a way to tell the woman if you are doing good in life or not. Also, your muscular tone. You don't want to be too big, and also you don't want to be skinny. Muscular enough to attract women and look healthy. Your posture, the way that you walk, and your clothes. How do you dress? And if you don't know how to dress better, try to find a role model, someone that you know that dress up good and try to copy their style and then create your own style. Something just to wrap this episode. One question that I came with this question today, and is, how can I make money meeting women? In the same way that you want to monetize your passion, you want to monetize your sexual life. Because when you make money doing the process of meeting women, now you can do that more often. So some techniques, for example, is like if you can create a product that attract women to you. In my case, I sell the collageno. If you can create some area of your business that require women, but not too much, so your business don't get distracted from the main mission. Also, that is going to include, for example, now I'm trying to recruit women to practice with my friends, with the Cholos. So that is something that allow me to meet new women that want to practice English, and at the same time, I'm getting people from the Cholos. So always, how can you make money with women? Maybe you have a woman that a lot of guys follow her, so she can be a lead magnet. Puede ser un magnet de clientes for you. You want also to do that. How can you make money with women in an ethical way, of course? And last tip related to this topic is also learn about psychology and improve your conversation. A lot of women have mental disorder and they are spending money going to the psychology. You will be surprised how many women are spending between 300 and 400 soles per month in psychology. So if you can have a good conversation and fix their mental problem, you are saving them money. And if you save them money, they have to come to you more often and you can start doing a barter. Okay, I can help you, but you also help me with my friend. And the last thing I want, this was the question that I want you to ask yourself. And now I want you to remember these two tips. First, your game starts later. Women's game starts more or less when they are 18 or sometimes even 16. That is when everybody starts to text them. They are so hot. Everybody wants to date them until they are more or less 28, 30. Okay. In the case of men, it's the opposite. When you are 30 is when the game started. So if you are in your 20s, don't focus trying to date a woman. Of course, try to have sex because you don't want to have your balls full, but focus more in increasing your value. Because after the 30s, if you have done the things in the right way, you will start having the best material that you can imagine, only if you have handled your life and if you have put all your shit together. Es organizado tu vida. How can you increase your value? I don't want to expand too much in this, but remember, increase your status, increase your money, increase your game, and increase your conversation quality. Many guys don't have conversation quality, they don't have a status, money, or game, and then they wonder why women don't pay attention. All these things, you can increase it. These are not genetic things, so you can play with these factors. The last thing that I want you to remember before we close, we wrap this episode, is what game are you playing? If you just want to have sex, why are you tidying up? ¿Por qué te estás amarrando with the woman? I know many men that they say, no, I just want to have sex with these women. But they start having sex with the woman twice a week. They start texting all the time. So now you are starting a relationship and nothing wrong. But do you want to continue with that woman? Because if you don't, you are just creating a toxic bomb for your future version. Be careful with that. Most of the mistakes that I have seen between men is tidying up with women that they don't want to date in the future and just do it because say, it's a cheap way to have sex. I had a sexual partner one day before my birthday and she told me this, if we were couples, si fuéramos pareja, you wouldn't have to give me collagen, no me tendrías que dar colágeno for sex. And I told her, I prefer to give you collagen because that's reality. Always men pay with something. And you can pay with money, you can do barter, you can pay with products, with services, or you can pay with yourself. So always remember, what is the currency that you want to use to pay for your sex and try to get the best quality of sex for the less amount of resources as possible. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want more wisdom, you can contact me, +51 9890 23 986. I hope you have a nice weekend.